Penguin Random House Audio presents Diary of a Mad Diva, written and read by Joan Rivers. This diary was written to the best of Joan Rivers' memory. As such, some of the events may not be 100% or even 5% factually correct. Miss Rivers is, after all, 235 fucking years old and frequently mistakes her daughter Melissa for the actor Lawrence Fishburne. Miss Rivers wrote this diary as a comedic tone, not unlike Saving Private Ryan or The Bell Jar. And while Miss Rivers doesn't really like skinny models and actresses, she doesn't actually believe that they're all bulimics and they all carry buckets instead of purses. Similarly, she does not really think that all Germans are anti-Semitic Nazi bastards, and that all Mexican-Americans tunneled in across the border, that all celebrities are drug addicts, shoplifters, or closet cases, or that Noah built his ark with non-union labor. Yeah, right. Miss Rivers does, however, believe that anyone who takes anything in this book seriously is an idiot. And she says if anyone has a problem with that, they can feel free to call her lawyer, Clarence Darrow. Real quote. Sometimes people write novels and they just be so wordy and so self-absorbed. I am a proud non-reader of books. Unquote. Kanye West, Reuters, May 2009. This book be dedicated to Kanye West because he'll never fucking read it. Maybe he'll listen to it. Hi, Kanye. Didn't want to go to the wedding anyhow. January 1st. Dear Diary, this diary is my...